I'm Kelsey, and it's that time for the Mental Health Minute, because life isn't perfect. In fact, far from it. But a little help can make all the difference. We're joined today by Emily McConville from Mental Health and Recovery for Licking in Knox Counties. Now, Emily, what are some great ways to turn off from all the negativity that we have out there in the world nowadays?
There are a few things you can do. I mean, we live in a time where the news never turns off. Headlines, alerts, breaking updates, they follow us from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed. And while staying informed matters, constant exposure can quietly take a toll on our mental health. Think about how easy it is to start the day by scrolling headlines before you even get out of bed. By the time you've had your coffee, you've already read about conflict, crime, disasters, and uncertainty. Then it continues in the car, at lunch, and again at night. For many people, this creates a sense that the world is always in crisis and that constant stress sticks with us. I hear people say they feel anxious but can't quite explain why. They're not personally in danger, but their body doesn't know that. Our nervous systems weren't built to process nonstop bad news. Over time, digital overload can show up as irritability, trouble sleeping, difficulty focusing, or feeling emotionally numb. This doesn't mean we stop caring or stop paying attention. It means we learn to set boundaries. So small changes help, like choosing specific times to check the news instead of scrolling all day, turning off push notifications for your apps, or keeping the news off during meals and before bed. For commuters, it might mean swapping talk radio for music or silence on the drive home. And for parents, it could mean modeling healthy habits by putting phones away during family time. Even a short break from your screen gives your brain space to reset. Being informed is important, but so is protecting your peace. You can care deeply about the world and still step back for your own well-being. Balance isn't ignoring reality. It's making sure your mental health doesn't get overwhelmed by it. The world will still be there when you check back in, and your mind will thank you for the pause.
I think you brought up so many good points, and I think that there's some guilt that comes with not knowing what's going on in the world, but there's also something about that saying, ignorance is bliss. So unplug if you need to, and tune in next week on the Mental Health Minute. Tuesday at 1:40, we'll be back with Emily once again with simple steps towards a better life.